In this bulletin, a snap lockdown in Victoria as more than 10,000 contacts of close cases are identified. States and territories tighten travel restrictions from Victoria, and in tennis, world number two Naomi Osaka opts to pay a fine rather than speak to the media at the French Open. This is SBS News. I'm Philippa Cowersbrook. A snap lockdown will begin in Victoria at midnight and last 7 days. Victoria's health department has detected 11 new COVID-19 infections from more than 40,000 tests. More than 10,000 people have been identified as close contacts, with both the MCG and Docklands Stadium listed as exposure sites. Western Australia, South Australia and Tasmania have all announced a hard border with Victoria. Only returning residents and essential travellers will be allowed in. However, they must quarantine for 14 days. In Queensland, anyone who's been in Victoria since May 11 will need to enter hotel quarantine upon arrival to the state from 1 a.m. tomorrow. Anyone arriving in New South Wales from Victoria is subject to the same lockdown measures as in Victoria. Prime Minister Scott Morrison says every support is being offered to the state.
Next 7 days in Victoria will be very challenging. Right now, every support is being provided to the Victorian government that they have sought, and that has not only included the additional vaccines, which the Health Minister indicated yesterday. We have 218 ADF personnel who are in Victoria continuing to provide support under Operation COVID Assist, and I've made it very clear to the Premier that any other additional support that he requires, then he will receive, and he's indicated to me that he's seeking nothing further.
Victorians over 40 years of age will be allowed to get a COVID-19 vaccine from Friday. A booked vaccination appointment is one of the reasons people will be allowed to leave their home. Victoria's Chief Health Officer Brett Sutton says there's capacity to vaccinate 30,000 people a day.
We could probably do 30,000 easily. It does depend on supply. The primary care system can do even more. GPs across Victoria have signed up for this already, and there are more coming online all the time. They'll get a greater supply as time goes by, and there might even be greater prospects for them to have Pfizer in their GP stocks as well. That would be a game changer. It's not there yet, but you know, I think we could get to 100,000 just in Victoria on a daily basis in total. That would be great.
Australia's ambassador to China, Graham Fletcher, has described the jailing of writer and Australian citizen Dr. Yung Heng Jun as a case of arbitrary detention. Dr. Fletcher spoke outside court after Australian diplomats were denied observer access to the espionage trial. They were told the decision was based on coronavirus restrictions and because it was a national security trial. Sydney-based artist Catherine Longhurst has won the Archibald Packing Room Prize for her portrait of singer Kate Sobrano. The work was chosen from 52 finalists on display at the Art Gallery of New South Wales. The work is the second portrait of the three-time ARIA Award winner to take the prize. In sport, tennis star Naomi Osaka has implemented a self-media ban for the French Open Grand Slam. She's not going to speak to the media, and the money she'll have to pay in fines will be donated to a mental health charity. Osaka says the decision is not personal against the tournament or journalists. She says she wants to make a stance, as some post-match press conferences can take a toll on a player's well-being. Tennis players are required to attend post-match news conferences at major tournaments. And now for a look at tomorrow's weather. Perth, showers possible, storm 23. Adelaide, partly cloudy, 18. Melbourne, shower or two, 14. Hobart, light morning shower or two, 12. Canberra, partly cloudy, 12. Wollongong, partly cloudy, 17. Sydney, partly cloudy, 18. Newcastle, same conditions, 19. Brisbane, sunny, 23. Cairns, possible shower developing, 27. Darwin, sunny, 31. I'm Philippa Carisbrook. This is SBS News.